Synergy FM Friday night, talking sports with myself and John Gart, and also the guys from Douglas and District, Richard Brandt, Andrew Corsi, and Dave Matheson in the studio with us. We've been talking about the bright future of Douglas and District, and it does sound like you're absolutely fantastic future ahead of the club. However, we do have to just mention one of the darker days in the club. Of course, one of your players, Mark Madison Mignall, tragically killed at the Southern 100 a couple of years ago.
Yes, it was an awful time. Thinking back 2 years ago, but we've put a lot in place to try and keep Mark's memory going. He was only with us for 2 years, but in that 2 year period he had such a big impact on the club, and his enthusiasm for the club and football was just infectious. I mean, since then, on our new kits that we got last year, we got his initials embroidered by our badge as a memorial. We've renamed our first team Vcombe annual summer match to the Mark Madison Mignall Memorial Trophy, and we also try and do a bit of fundraising if we have a race night for the Connor Madison Mignall Trust Fund, who's his little lad Connor. And speaking of Connor, he's actually, now he's four, he's actually joined our junior setup, and he's been down to a few trainings and even played a game the other week, which is it's really nice to see. You know, he'd be so proud. So it's such a good thing to see Connor coming down, and His legacy will live on.
Definitely still missed every training session.
Did you know Andy?
I didn't personally know him that well. Obviously, I had a bit of banter in changing rooms with him a few times and a bit of a laugh. He was always a character about the place. But sat next to Dave and Richie here, these guys knew him a lot better than I did personally. But like the lad said, he will be sadly missed. And he's got a lovely young lad there, Connor. He's always got a smile on his face running about the place. And he will be missed. He will be missed at D&D.
And also, as well, going forward, you seem to do a lot of fundraising, a lot of bits and pieces on the horizon.
Yes, we do tend to have an annual race night. We've not got it sorted in time for the end of this season, but we will be having one at the start of next season, where we'll be doing a bit of fundraising for the club internally as well, but we'll be putting some money towards charity. On the subject of charity fundraising, Clive Hesketh, who used to play for us and play for our Masters, he's doing a lot of fundraising at the minute for his son, Finlay, and there's a registered charity in his name, Finlay's Tracks, to raise awareness and money for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. They've got a Facebook page if you want to give that a like. They've got a couple of fundraisers coming up. The Penbridge Stables rides on the Friday the 3rd of April. The proceeds will be going towards the charity, and there's a charity bingo night at Quids Inn on Thursday the 30th of April, 7:15, £5 entry. So every little helps, and the more publicity, the more people we're going to get down, the more people can raise the money, the better.
Well, we'll get more of that on Energy FM over the coming weeks. We'll get it on our Facebook page and online as well, energyfm.net. And Cardiff and Bristol await.
Oh dear. Yes, well, we've got we've always had our annual tour, which is quite famous now. Ever since we've started, we've always had a post-season tour where we have a trip away with the lads and have a few drinks.
Where have you been?
Numerous places all around the UK. They've even been to Cologne, they went to Vegas, been all around the world basically. It's really good. This year we're having a couple of nights in Cardiff in the first weekend in May, and then we're having the last night in Bristol, and there's actually 28 of us going, which is a record for us. I think the record was 24 or 25 before, to Cologne, which was quite a few years ago. So to have 28 people going away together just for a trip away for the lads, and we've got a match arranged for the Saturday morning against Cardiff Draconians, I think they're called.
I can't believe we're playing that on a Saturday morning after a Friday night out.
Well, we did.
What
right,
is
we
that about? Right, what we're doing?
Yeah, so
are they? Good team. Good outfit.
Oh no.
Yeah, we'll see.
God, so, when they find out they've got an Ireland team playing,
but I'll be playing up front.
How are 28 going to fit into 11?
Well, of those 28, a good chunk of them are the Masters players who pretty much don't want to play when they're away. Traditionally, we've not always had 28, and you know, the Masters take up a good chunk of who goes away on the annual tours, and it's always a battle for me to try and get them to play, but eventually they do cave in. But this year, because we've got so many, I think they can have a
lie-in
and a panic. So good on them, to be fair. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, being part of the record tour away, and I don't know if many other clubs could get nearly 30 people of their own members to go away for a trip away.
I know it's all fun when you go away, but have you won a match? Truth.
Not that I know of. No. Last we were close last year.
Oh, very yeah.
Last year we had a trip to Newcastle. We sort of had two trips. Whoa. Last year.
Yeah. Beirut, so not Newcastle. That's Beirut.
We sort of had two trips last year. One was the main group of the older lads who went to Vegas. Was it Vegas? It was America.
I think it was. Anyway, yeah, it was Vegas, wasn't it?
And then some of the lads, as 13 of us, think went to Newcastle, and we played a local side and lost 3-2. And they only told us at the end, they said, oh, if you'd won, you would have won this trophy. And a big trophy made up for this game, and only told us after the game that it was up for grabs. So we might have put it in if we'd...
Is it on YouTube or something, that whole game?
Yeah, they did film a good chunk of that game, so the goals are all online, but yeah.
Yeah, but I think half of us were still drunk that way.
Yeah.
I'm sure we were. I'm sure we were.
Yeah. Kevin and Doyle, like, literally, if you watch YouTube, centre circle is his little, like...
It doesn't
you
come
know
out
it anyway,
it.
Right?
Well, I'm in the semicircle with him when I'm referee. There's nothing wrong with that, Richard. It's when you get old and fat, son, you've got to spread it out. Not you, Dave. Dave, you're not old, son.
Oh, thanks, John.
Well, half the pizza's gone and they're all looking at you. So your trips are away are tremendous. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, is it? I can't believe the wives fell for that. There's no football teams in Vegas. I was just thinking, there's not one football team out there. Now, if your girlfriends and wives are listening, you've had the wool pulled over your eyes. Wow. But yeah, we would love.
We did well. Good trip. It should be really good.
I'm sure one of them was dressed as Elvis as well, weren't he? I'm sure he were.
Come back with tattoos all over.
Yeah, married.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like Toe's going to be a good laugh. 28, Cardiff won't know what's hit them. And also, Rich, it's been quite a time for you recently. New job and a couple of new members of the family.
Yeah. Benjamin and Ollie are here, as I mentioned earlier. Was going to call them Douglas and District, but no. I didn't think that in the end. But yeah, I got a new job at the FA. It's decent. The best thing about my job, though, is I get to see this postman come in every day bringing gifts of chocolate bars, pasties, McDonald's, bacon bap this morning, wasn't it?
I find everything anyway. I'll just bring it in for you.
You're not wearing your jacket.
Listen, I'm going back to the twins here. Who do they look like? That's what everybody's waiting. Who do the twins look like?
Me.
No way.
I hope so, anyway.
And your FA job?
Yeah.
Now, you're across from Mr. Qualtro.
Yeah.
And now there's a lovely young lady down there, Amy. How's she getting on?
Very good, yeah. Good addition to the team. She's got her head screwed on about women's football. Some good stuff coming up. To keep an eye out for the ladies to keep an eye out on, rather. Yeah, it's good.
So what's your official title down the FA?
Football Services Officer.
Right. Yeah. So is that for seniors or is it for juniors or for everything?
Just across the board, really, yeah.
And you're enjoying it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because you left a good job to go there.
I didn't leave a job. I sort of...
Shh. sack. I wasn't going to mention
no,
that.
No. I was let go. I was a free agent.
Yeah. Free agent.
On a Bosman.
But no, yeah. Honestly, 10:30 every morning, John. You brighten up my day. You really do.
Yeah, I'll stop
nice,
it.
That's nice. I like that.
Getting a bit soft.
Hey, I like that.
He's there till R4. So I've got much choice.
So, Dave, any little side projects going on down there at Douglas and District?
We regularly in the summer we enter the Isle of Man FA Futsal League. Richie's a big part of that. He's played in it every year. We're actually really, really good at futsal. We usually come, you know, right near the top. One year, not the year just gone, the one before, we actually finished top of the table and didn't lose a game. But then when it went to the semi-final stage, we lost against the team and finished in fourth.
Well, that's because we're a giving club, Dave.
We're just nice. That's what we do. But
is other clubs bringing ringers in?
Well, probably for the semi-stage, they thought.
It's an FA-affiliated competition. There's no ringers.
Sorry, Richard.
Forgot he was here. So, yeah, we do that every year. So that always sort of builds into pre-season. It keeps the lads fit. You know, works on the technically, and as I say, we have sort of improved each year for the futsal, so it's really good to see. And we've also got in the new leisure leagues that's down at Colby, we've got a couple of teams in that. We had our masters team, we had a team in that on the Wednesday night league, and they finished second in their league, which is good. It's good for them to get together once a week, a bit of football, a bit of game time. And we've also currently got a team in the Monday league, and basically just rotate who plays in that, who wants to play. So yeah, it's good that we just try and keep involved in different parts of the sport and see where we go from there, really.
At the club, you've got Paul Gavin and Will Gavin. Who's the best? No sitting on the fence, son. You've got to say it.
So I've got to say it. Well, going what these two are probably going to say, I'll give Will a vote because he's been playing the combi.
Yeah, I'll go for Paul.
The bald one. I'm getting splinters sitting on this fence.
Enzo or Mario?
Enzo.
It's got to be Enzo.
Morrissey or Pekka?
Pekka's got the legs now, hasn't he? Morrissey's getting a bit past it now, hasn't he? No offence, Callum, only joking, mate.
No, he's not, Morrissey. He's not joking at all.
I'll go for Pekka.
Pekka.
See, Morrissey for me. What about you, JP? You like Morrissey, don't you?
Not like that.
Josh Kelly or Ashley Webster?
Josh Kelly for the beard.
Yeah, Josh Kelly, definitely.
Josh Kelly, for his footballing abilities.
For his fit bird, that's why I'm going there. Andy Glover or Stephen Glover?
Andy,
because he used to play for D&D, and he's repping Division 2.
Aye. Corsi or Duna? Corsi or Duna? Hey, Corsi or Duna? Who would you go for? He's here.
So yeah, I know, but...
Careful.
And doing as you meet.
Yeah, if I go for Corsi, though, I've got to go for Corsi, haven't I? He's our boy.
Of course, he's gone for Duna.
I don't have much choice.
Clooney.
Tony Stewart or Luke Stewart?
It's a tough one because they're both similar. Apart from Luke's got a bit more hair. But I would say Luke because he's developing.
I'd say Luke, definitely.
Well, I'll give Tony a vote because he plays in the combi. He's been with us from the start, so definitely. don't want to give him a full house against him.
Definitely Luke.
Yeah.
They were all slagging Tony off. Of
Right, before we stay here and give Tony any more stick, let's have a look at the fixtures this weekend. Just the five games to talk about, starting with the Candlelight Premier League. St John's taking on Ramsey, John.
Quadro's playing, so I'm going to go for St John's.
Without a doubt, St John's.
Yep, St John's for me.
The Johnners.
St John's all around. Uni Mills taking on Peel.
This will be...
Oh, gosh.
If it's anything like last week, Peel were on fire, so Peel for me.
Peel.
Yeah, Duna's going to be busy.
Mills have picked up since Christmas under Jody, but Peel, because they're pushing for the title.
Yeah, I think Peel will round there again. Dan in JCK Division 2, Castletown versus Foxdale.
I'm going to go for a little draw for this one, so I think Foxdale need to do something. No, I'm going to go for Castletown.
I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw.
I'm going for a Castletown win.
I'll go for a big Castletown wings. Hopefully that'll help them go down and go different and finish below us.
Douglas Royal taking on Maloo.
This will be close. Glover's up for this one. I'll go for Dougie Royals.
Royals.
Yep, Dougie Royals.
I'm going to go for Maloo, actually. They're doing really well last week. They did. I'm going for Maloo.
And Governors Athletic taking on Colby.
I think Governors are going to put a stop to Colby's promotion again. It's the third or fourth year where they've promised to go out. Haven't? Who knows? Bit of a shock.
No. Colby for me.
What's
Colby
in that me. Drink he's got there?
I know.
It's going to say we won a hell of a shock, wouldn't it? That's the games for the weekend predicted by the lads. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in. And we'll hope to speak to you very soon.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cheers.